Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Welcome back dito sa Healthy Pinoy at kasama nating muli para bigyan tayo ng mga payo tungkol naman sa iron deficiency anemia. Kasama nating muli Dr. Angelica Lugarta Scott. Magandang araw sa iyo, Dr. Angelica.
Magandang araw, Claudette.
Thank you po sa inyong time at napapanahon po yung ating topic ngayon kasi pag-uusapan natin iron deficiency anemia. Pero Doc, ilaymanize muna natin. Ano po yung ibig sabihin ng iron deficiency anemia?
So, ito yung kakulangan ng iron sa ating katawan. Ang iron kasi, Claudette, ito ay very important na minerals to support the development of red blood cells and hemoglobin sa ating dugo. Ang hemoglobin is yung protein sa ating dugo na responsible siya na to carry oxygen throughout our body. Ang iron deficiency anemia, ito ang pinaka-common na dahilan ng anemia sa buong mundo.
Ano din yung dahilan? Bakit may deficiency yung isang tao? At sino-sino po ba yung mga at risk?
So, maraming dahilan, Claudette. So, number one dito is yung sa mga kababaihan, ito ay due to heavy menstrual bleeding o yung malakas ang period.
Yep. Okay.
So, siya ang pinaka-common na cause sa mga kababaihan na hindi pa nag-menopause. Pangalawa doon naman sa mga hindi nag-period, ang most common cause naman is yung blood loss sa gastrointestinal tract or yung internal bleeding sa loob ng ating GI tract. So, it can be caused by gastric ulcer, colonic or gastric cancer. Pangatlong cause naman is yung poor diet. Pero kung aalamin natin, yung dietary cause ng iron deficiency is actually less common than the above that I mentioned. So, sa diet naman, meat tends to be more rich in iron than vegetable sources. Pero yung kung proper vegetarian diet naman, ang gagawin ng isang tao, it should not lead to iron deficiency. Doon naman sa mga tropical countries, Claudette, ang pinaka-common cause naman is yung infestation of the gut by hookworms and parasites.
Oh, okay. So, Doc, may mga symptoms po ba ito kung deficient ka sa iron?
Yes. Kung very mild siya, minsan very mild na ang symptoms or no symptoms. Pero kung severe na yung iron deficiency, kasi mostly nagko-compensate ang ating katawan. Pero kung, again, moderate or severe, it can give you several symptoms. So, yung general fatigue and tiredness, yung pagod na pagod ka, weakness, minsan pale skin, yung medyo maputla yung skin color. Very common din yung shortness of breath, yung parang hinihingal ka kahit konting lakad lang or kung tumatakbo ka, yung hinihingal ka, that's also very common. Dizziness, yung nahihilo ka. Tapos doon sa mga severe cases, sometimes they have this what we call as strange cravings to eat items that are not edible, such as clay, dirt, or ice, yung mga tinatawag natin pica symptoms. It can also cause yung tinatawag natin mga tingling or crawling sensations sa legs. So that can be also due to iron deficiency. Another thing is yung parang nagpa-palpitations ka, yung fast yung heart rates mo. Yun ding iron deficiency, minsan it can also lead to headaches and also brittle nails.
So, Doc, may mga ways po ba? Paano po natin ma-boost yung iron sa ating katawan?
Yes, maraming ways talaga. So, firstly is dapat obviously i-identify ang cause. So, kung doon sa mga heavy menstrual bleeder na women, obviously it's very important that they should talk to their doctor to identify kung anong cause niyon and then appropriate treatment should be given to them doon kung heavy yung period nila. So, doon naman sa mga hindi nagpi-period, so it's important na they avoid too much antacids and yung mga proton pump inhibitors na medications tulad ng Nexium or Stomach kasi they can impair absorption of iron. It's also we also encourage women to drink a glass of orange juice with iron tablets or to take iron tablets with combination of vitamin C. And of course, para ma-boost yung iron natin is we improve our diet na yung iron-rich diet talaga.
We have meat, mga gulay, gulay din. Even in gulay, we can get iron, right?
Of course, yeah. In terms of doon sa diet, yung mga meat sources, their iron level is immediately available. Kasi nga, they're in the form of what we call as heme. So, meaning mas na-absorb siya compared to the vegetable sources. But it doesn't mean na hindi nakakatulong yung vegetable sources. It's also good.
So, ayun po, mga pagkain na iron boosting na dapat idagdag sa dieta. Una doon ay ang sinabi ni Doc na mga meat.
Yung mga fish, red meat, meron yung mga white meat, they're also high in iron. Pero alam mo ba, Claudette, na yung seafoods, actually yung shellfish, has the highest level of iron. Tapos sa mga vegetable sources, yung beans, yung dark leafy vegetables, and also yung mga dried fruits such as raisins, apricots, peas, there's also high levels, they have high levels of iron. At saka, para naman sa mga kids, yung mga fortified cereals, they also have high levels of iron.
Mahalaga din yung pag-supplement natin ng iron vitamins, Doc.
Oo, tama yung Claudette. Kaya nga, yung mga heavy and period, they should have regular iron tablets. Hindi naman necessary na mag-blood test sila all the time. Kasi nga, minsan wala naman tayong time to go to the doctor and have your blood test, di ba? Obviously, kung symptomatic ka na, obviously, you have to see your doctor. Pero minsan, alam mo, nahalata mo na medyo heavy yung period mo ngayon or for the last couple of months, medyo heavy, then obviously, it's good to take extra iron supplement.
And this is safe, Doc. If you take iron daily to supplement and add sa nutrients na iyong katawan, it is safe to take iron.
Of course, it's safe naman. Kasi ang ating body, meron naman siyang parang ceiling limit of how much iron it should absorb. So, kung halimbawa ang katawan mo is feeling na yun lang ang i-absorb niya, hindi naman niya ina-absorb lahat.
Mm.
So, kahit na yung mga iron tablets, hindi niya na-absorb lahat. I think only a small percentage of it is getting absorbed, mga 20 to 30% lang. Kaya nga, minsan we combine it with vitamin C to increase the absorption. It's very important talaga to look after yourself and look after your health and making sure yung diet mo is rich in iron. Especially doon sa mga kababaihan natin na yung may heavy menstrual period, ito yung pinaka-common cause ng iron deficiency. Kaya if may concern kayo, magpatingin sa doctors or is just to make sure they can take iron supplement.
Ayan, maraming mga tips po ang ating natutunan ngayon mula sa iyo, Dr. Angelica Scott. Maraming salamat po sa iyong oras. Laging tandaan po na ang inyong kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Ako po si Claudette Centeno para sa Healthy Pinoy. Healthy Pinoy.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.